Welcome to Cyberpunk Cinema, the definitive dive into the dark future of science fiction. I am your host, Anthony LaPira, and I will be taking you on a cinematic journey through the sprawling cityscapes, the crippling data storms, and the cybernetic implants that encompass all things cyberpunk. Each episode will be dedicated to one film that best represents the ideals, visuals, and sonic disruptions of my favorite science fiction subgenre. I was the nerdy kid who read science fiction books like it was his job, who loved to escape into the infinite worlds of tabletop role-playing games, and who frequently stayed home sick from school as an excuse to watch movies that he taped on his VCR. I will be your guide through the matrix that is cyberpunk cinema. This will be a non-judgmental podcast that will explore films that are considered low, mid, and high brow, but ultimately, it comes down to one single, solitary thing. Does the film incorporate the thematic signatures of cyberpunk? In the tabletop role-playing game called Cyberpunk 2020, created by Mike Pondsmith, there is a list of rules by a character named Ripperjack that I will borrow to help define this podcast. One, style over substance. Two, attitude is everything. Three, always take it to the edge. And four, break the rules. So, are you ready to take the deep dive into the rabbit hole that is cyberpunk? Are you ready to choose between the blue and the red pill? There is no turning back now. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. Good. You made a wise choice. So do me a favor. It's time to access your cranial jacks. Boot up your Ono Sendai Cyberspace 7 and slap on your damn mirror shades. Cyberpunk cinema starts now.